the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, happy Wednesday. Danielle Agnew here with you every Wednesday because I'm habitual like that. Thank you for tuning into mtradio.net, broadcasting from the beautiful Big Sky country of Billings, Montana, out into the entire world. Hi! How are you guys? Happy week. Holy cow, my week has been so busy. I don't know about you guys, but it has been one busy, busy week. And I am looking forward to answering your questions and taking your calls. Again, I love to answer your questions and look into your life path issues. The number to call in and ask me questions is 406-545-4496, option one on the menu. And of course, you can hit me up in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat and carry on conversations with me there as well. It's always fun. You know, I love having you guys. Whew. So we're talking about spring, which has sprung. We're talking about the energies that are shifting in the world to actually wash out the old systems that the 20th century brought forward. And these old systems had to do with, well, quite frankly, oppression and tyranny and conquest and holding people, holding down the little guy. All of these unbelievable energy signatures are washing away, okay? We are washing away. And what we're doing right now is replacing that old heavy tyranny, if you will, with connectivity, with enlightenment. And it's fantastic. I have had so many clients coming in saying, wow, you know, I was called into this line of work that I've never done before. And I'm not exactly sure why, but I'm loving what I'm doing. And it's amazing. And I don't know why I'm being called to this thing that I've always wanted to do, but was scared to do. Guys, we are coming into a time frame of elevation and of kicking old modalities to the past. So if any of you out there that are listening would like to call in and see what your angels have to say about new modalities that you've been heading toward, okay, don't be shy. Call me up. I won't bite you. It's okay to be the first caller. You actually break the dam and then everybody calls. That's 406-545-4496, option one. Or, of course, hit me up in the chat room, mtradio.net/chat. You know, it's very interesting. Susan, yes, that's Susan in the chat room. Hi, Susan, is saying, question, there seems to be a lot of corruption with the police. A friend is possibly contacting a journalist. Can it be ended? Wow, that is so cool that you're asking this. I had someone today in my office talking about police corruption, in fact, today here in Montana. And VA has turned post-DUI into a money-making thing. Oh, Virginia. Oh, that's too bad. VA meaning Virginia, not Veterans Association people. You know, yeah, Susan, actually, one of the biggest shakeups that we're having right now with this great big old system that's going out, one of the biggest systems of replacement is in our law enforcement. And you'll notice, you guys, that if you look across the airwaves, what you're looking at are a lot of media covering missteps with police departments like Ferguson and all these other different places out there. And obviously, there are plenty of really wonderful law enforcement officials as well, okay? However, there are many, and I'm not going to name names for states, sir. You guys know who you are and who you're dealing with out there. There are many modalities of law enforcement in many states. It's not the people in them who are officers as much as it's the system itself that has really just gone south. It's gone very corrupt. And Susan, right now, law enforcement is one of the most unbelievable turnovers there are in being liberated from an aspect of tyranny. Because really, you know, policemen and law enforcement, policemen used to be peacekeepers. And now there's a lot going on where a lot of law officers are shooting first or running people over. I don't know if you guys saw on not too long ago, I believe it was in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. However, there was a man who was walking down the side of the street, and the guy was obviously off his nut, you guys. This guy had stolen a rifle and shot a bunch of stuff up and threatened to kill himself and threatened to kill other people. And he was clearly unstable. And he was walking down the street and he fired a rifle into the air. And there was a police car that was tailing him. And it was the police footage, actually. The guy was talking on, the police officer was talking on his radio. And another police car came up the road facing him. And he was warning the police officer who just turned onto the road, hey, the guy has a firearm and it's loaded, so don't approach him from the front. And all of a sudden, this police car comes flying in, a third one from nowhere, and hits this guy with the rifle, knocks him up in the air. He looks like a Muppet on The Muppet Show. I mean, literally knocks this guy up in the air. He does all these cartwheels going up, and of course, he hits the ground, and he's out of it. Now, you know, obviously, the man was irrational, walking around shooting a rifle in the air. He hadn't shot at any officers. He hadn't whatever. And I believe strongly that obviously the officer that ran him down, you know, felt that he was going to be harming other people and himself with this rifle. And maybe the guy was right. However, to run him over like that, it was really shocking. And it was shocking to see the police footage of it. And we have a horrendous division going on right now, no pun intended, talking about the police, between law enforcement officials that really do just want to do a good job and protect their communities, and a system of corruption that seems to be larger than the individual officer. It seems to be about the police departments themselves. And this is a problem all over the country, and it's actually being arrested. So no pun intended twice. I know I'm on a roll. It's because I'm drinking this really god-awful cold-pressed juice thing that tastes like I licked a lawnmower blade. God, this thing, it's got to be good for me. It's appalling. It tastes terrible. And I keep drinking it. It's like slowing down and looking at a car wreck. I just keep doing it. I don't know why, but anyway, yes, we are going to have the opportunity to see that this corruption is on its way out. Many law enforcement officials are quitting departments and coming forward and reporting their own departments. And so, Susan, I think that that's fascinating that you have a friend who's contacting a journalist about police issues in Virginia, because this is something that is happening all over the place. I spoke with someone today that had resigned their position from a law enforcement agency because they were so corrupt. The agency was corrupt, not the individual. The individual did not want to be pulled into that kind of corruption. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on. Between, quite frankly, between an old dying system and a new system of equality. So when people are out there and they're saying, oh, nothing's changing and it's just the same old, well, certain things are the same, okay? However, there is a lot that's changing, and mostly what's changing is, I don't want to call it the moral compass in people, because that sounds like, you know, lofty and religious, the moral compass. However, people don't want to partake in stuff that is just not the right vibration for them. And they don't want to be party to a bunch of dirty-handed politics anymore. They're anticipating on this election actually being one of the lowest attended presidential elections of all times, just because the American people feel so disenfranchised with the political system, regardless of whether they are a Republican or Democrat. Many people feel that an individual's vote no longer matters, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So there is a big shakeup right now between what's happening in the country with individuals and an old dying system. And I do want to answer your questions today, guys. So if you have a question about your life path, if you have a question about something that's going on in your life, if you feel this transition in your life and you're looking around your workplace and seeing people leave left and right, and you want to, I'll ask your angels, what's going on with you? Give me a call at 406-545-4496, option one, and I will be happy to look into that for you guys. Or like Susan here in the chat room, you can hit me up at mtradio.net/chat. And I love taking your questions. So just remember, y'all can ask me all kinds of questions. Sometimes it gets a little dicey in the chat room. If we get a caller and questions in the chat room, we try to get to everybody equilaterally, you know, much like a triangle. So pretty much, guys, if you are noticing in your communities that there is a shakeup in the good old boy system, you should be noticing that. That is part of the Year of Reconciliation, which is 2015. People are finding that they just are not digging being asked to play dirty pool. People don't want to play dirty pool. You know, back in the 70s, for those of us who actually were alive during the 70s and remember the 70s, I was a little kid, but I remember it. It was kind of weird. It was sort of this train wreck energetically of naivete spiritually and social movements and this really weird dirty is in. Here's a caller for us today. Caller, thanks for phoning in. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan.
Brian from Michigan, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm not calling for myself. I'm calling to see if there's anything we can do to help a friend of mine. He actually got blindsided by a couple of illnesses. Is a gentleman who is only 31 years old,
Ooh.
Ended up in the ICU 34 days ago, and was back in the ICU just a few days ago, suffered a mini stroke, and this was a person who was the picture of health, and they can't figure out what's wrong with him.
Oh, man, Brian. Okay, what's his name?
Hugh.
Okay. Let's look into Hugh, and thanks for calling for Hugh. We'll get Hugh's angels on the line here. What they're showing me here, what a spiritually sensitive person. Good.
Yes, he gives quite a lot. He's he's all about volunteering and helping people. So for something like this to hit him is just, it's unfortunate.
Well, and you know, it's interesting, such a sensitive, spiritually gifted person. I'm looking at a huge empath, okay? And it doesn't surprise me one bit, Brian, that he does all of that helping of other people, because he's all heart. The guy is just all freaking heart. Wow, what a sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's why we have to figure out, because they've tested him for lupus, which is a terrible test. It requires 20 vials of blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's because they think it's possibly some autoimmune disease, but it's affected his thyroid, it's affected his kidneys. He almost had to go on dialysis. And now, with the mini stroke just a few days ago, he's walking, but he can only go 120 feet with a walker now. And this is a guy who, you know, could do so much more just a couple months ago, and it's just hit him.
Oh, my God. Okay, Brian, bring this back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Look into, clearly I'm not a doctor, yet what they're showing me, he is, you talk about the epitome of health, and also physically very healthy. I mean,
yes.
This guy looks like he works out and does all kinds of stuff here.
Yes.
You know, what I'm looking at here, you are also very energetically powerful, Brian, okay? And you are a channel. And you have a lot of energy that runs through you. Your friend, Hugh, he takes on everything. He takes it on. You know, he'll volunteer and he'll help everybody. Yet his body, he almost reminds me of those Native American, back in the day, they had people called Native American pain eaters. And they would eat other people's disease. They were healers. Yet they would eat negative situations. They would transmute them in the body and spit them out. And what I'm seeing here is that this gentleman emotionally also takes on a great deal in his environments where he's helping. Now I'm looking at the... Oh, good heavens. Okay. I am looking at his body here. And the old flesh suit, she does a darn good job. She hangs in there as long as she can. Although the body, the temple, will struggle with all of this emotional duress. So, Brian, when you get a chance to talk to Hugh, okay, if you can stick your hand right on his chest, that's right over the heart chakra, okay, and also just kind of float your hand right above the third eye, it's right above his forehead, and just breathe and have him breathe out. And you kind of breathe that in and help him act like a stovepipe and vent some of this energy out. What I'm seeing is he's just trying to hold too much energy. I don't think he's doing it on purpose, Brian. I think it's just naturally what he does. And I think this also contributes to where he gets some of his energy for working out. You know, I think that's how he tries to get rid of this stuff. I'm also seeing, how has his nutrition been? I'm guessing pretty good with as active as he is, but how is his nutrition?
It's better now than it was a couple of years ago, but it has been much better over the past couple of years.
Okay, that's good.
Because we all yelled at him.
Loving friends, man, always weigh in. That's the way it goes. I am looking here at, bless his heart. He needs some assistance. This is somebody who has a difficult time asking for help.
Yes, he does.
Okay. And so when you go to him and you put your hand on his chest and you put your hand over this third eye, this is going to help him vent. Before they go all autoimmune, okay, I know this is going to sound real weird, yet what they're showing me is it's almost like a super crazy, awful, really sideways food icky allergy thing, like gluten or something that he shouldn't be ingesting that he started on and got rid of and then maybe went back to. Again, I'm just not seeing gluten. I'm not seeing autoimmune as much as I'm seeing something is agitating his system and his body is trying to kick it out.
Okay.
And so ask him if he eats gluten, because if he does, he may want to cut that out. I'm seeing it mimic an autoimmune issue here in him. If he's off of gluten, there's something he's eating. But this is just feeling like flour. I got to tell you, it feels like wheat and grains and other things like that. What he would probably use for carbs if he's working out.
Okay.
Try some oatmeal instead. That'll work a little better. Good heavens. I'm sorry. You know what? This, especially over the head, let him also tell you his woes. All right. This is an individual also, Brian, that this is what the stroke is about too. You know, he internalizes a lot of stuff. And it's not that he won't share or he's trying to be shut down. He feels it will be a burden to others and that he should be of service.
Yeah, service is his entire hallmark of existence in many ways. That's what he believes in.
Oh, God bless his heart. Well, you know what? Tell him that it is part of his exercise regime to receive at this time. So the heavy lifting is going to be receiving energy from other people. And listen, everybody that's in a chat room right now, our chat room is really hopping tonight. Everyone who is listening, I want all of you guys to picture Hugh, whatever you think he looks like. Okay, I want you to picture Hugh in your head. And I want you to send Hugh really warm healing energy. Like if that means you picture you're hugging him chest to chest and press in on all of that love for Hugh. Send him love and send him healing, because this is a very energetically sensitive person that needs to receive. He needs to receive. So Brian, go talk to him about the gluten, talk to him about what he's eating. And get him on to, they're showing me greens too, and that's highly ironic because I'm drinking this horrible juice, and maybe this is why I got this juice, and it's god awful, but it's got everything in it he needs that I'm kale and, you know, spinach and parsley and, you know, lime juice, and I'm seeing all of this greenery for him. So perhaps that's why I ended up with this really fascinating concoction here tonight.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Brian. You take care out there.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Aw, poor Hugh. You guys, we're going to see this too. We're going to see a lot of people who are at the pinnacle of health whose bodies are going to be going, are you freaking kidding me with this? Mind, body, spirit. How many times do you guys hear me talk about all three? Mind, body, and spirit. We've got to be balanced in all three of these areas. If we're not, if we're too much body, but we're not enough mind, or we're too much mind and we're not enough body, or we're too much heart and we're not enough whatever, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle. This is the time frame to keep it all balanced. Okay, Valerie in the chat room has a great question. She says, is there any significance to having a vision where everything is outlined in green or seeing someone or something in traditional Islander headdress? Well, yes, Valerie, lots of significance, but I'm going to keep reading here. This has never happened to me before, wide awake and seeing things. What looked like faces and the Islanders and what looked like a funeral cloud in my room. And when I changed rooms, also in the living room. So this whole vision and these Islanders went from one to the next. And Valerie says she wasn't scared, unnerved. She was unnerved a little, but not scared. And Susan's in the chat room saying, that's interesting. I'll tell you what I'm getting on that. Valerie, you know, you have been part of many different tribal associations and lives. Okay. You've had a lot of different tribal lives. And when you're, is there any significance to having a vision where everything is outlined in green or seeing someone or something in traditional islander headdress? Well, the green is actually growth. That is the color of growth. Energetically and chakrally, it is the color of expansion. So I'm seeing two different issues here. The headdress and the islanders, your angels, are telling me that that's actually very Polynesian is what this looks like to me. I mean, honestly, this looks like really fascinating. The folks who used to paddle little teeny weeny canoes all the way across to Easter Island and ended up going in tiny little boats from New Zealand all the way to Hawaii. I mean, that is an intense, intense group of people. So I'm looking at that for you, darling, and that's a lot of your own past life mojo. Now think about the perseverance and the devoutness of those tribal people. I mean, literally tribal people. The closest thing we have to these folks are some of the folks down in Fiji and some of the really unbothered Maori traditions. What I'm looking at here is a call for you, Valerie, to remember this life, this time frame, and why this is important to you, okay? That also, these people were very, very spiritual. I'm not kidding you. They got in canoes and paddled thousands of miles. Now, I don't know about you, but I would die. My arms would fall off. I would die. It was a moving meditation for these people to paddle these boats and to paddle them onto Easter Island, which is in the middle of nowhere. It's 3,000 miles from anything, yet they paddled their canoes over there. So I would ask you, and I would tell you actually what your angels are saying here, is the energy and the areas of perseverance in your life, reach deep on that and call upon that spirit. You know, basically green is growth. And it's interesting, islander headdress, that's literal. So you're obviously going into a time frame where you're going to be expanding and you're needing to call on some of that ancient mojo and really whoop up a batch is what I would tell you here. So it's okay. Just kind of connect with that and actually do a little research on those cultures because you'll be deeply, deeply fascinated by that. And also the shark they're bringing through. Something with you and sharks. Okay. So, and the shark actually was considered a god to many of these tribal people, apparently. So just kind of get into that zone. I love it. Traditional islander headdress. And yeah, you're going to be seeing more things, Valerie, because the ethers are thinning and spiritually gifted people like yourself are going to be experiencing more road signs that point them in the direction where they can receive help for themselves. So you go, girl. Go for it. Man, it makes me want to rattle a coconut over here. KPG in the chat room says, prayers sent to the caller's friend. Thank you so much. Right on. Getting a big yes from Valerie in the chat room. That's awesome. You guys, you see how everybody is being met or put in a position to execute or to use their greatest gift and talents. You know, our caller Brian from Michigan earlier was calling on behalf of a friend, yet Brian has some intense healing gifts and he has an opportunity to bring those forward now. So everybody is literally being asked to bring what they have to the table. And again, if you guys want to talk about what you got going on, you have a question you want me to look at and talk and translate for your angels, I'm happy to do that. Call me live, 406-545-4496, option 1, or hit me up in the chat room, which is mtradio.net/chat. This show is about you, you guys. I love to take your questions. It's a great way I get the opportunity to help you and give back. And it's just fun. I mean, it's fun. It's just plain fun to be able to unite all of the listeners in one common cause. And as example, sending healing energies to Hugh out there in Michigan. I mean, that's really cool. Man, you guys, I love it. I love how our chat room is hopping here. Thank you, Valerie. Valerie says, you're amazing. We will visit in person very soon. Thank you, Valerie. Well, I can't wait to see you in person. That is absolutely awesome. And I love that as well. I really do. Actually, for anybody who is around this weekend in Billings, Montana, I have a forum at Barjon's Books on the 25th. And that is between 2 and 4:30. And it's actually about setting boundaries and the spiritual physics of protection. Because just as I'm talking about today, with all of these new modalities breaking wide open, people are needing to protect and to administrate is a better word. Protect sounds so defensive. But really, we need to administrate our time in a very specific way. and coming out of these 20th century physics and into the 21st century of transfiguration, which is where we're at, being able to say, well, no, I actually need to do this and this and this is very different and very difficult for people. So if you guys are in town here in Billings, you can call down to Barjon's Books. I think there's just a couple of openings left, actually, to that forum. And their number, of course, is 252-4398 down there, area code 406. But if you're out of the area, okay, I'm actually audio recording these forums, you guys. And obviously, if you're not here, you can't ask the psychic questions and you can't be part of the Q&A at the end. However, I am audio recording the forums. And those are going to be available for download afterwards. And the last one that I did was Living with Your Spiritual Gifts. And that was a 3-hour intensive. And I've got that available for people. And it's like $17.95. It's not like super expensive or anything. But it just enables people to understand how to connect with their spiritual gifts and live with them and turn them on and use them. Because in this time frame of change, when everything is falling away, that was old and good old boy system and, you know, pat me on the back so I pat you on the back and we just resonate in a very negative way. That is all dropping by the wayside, guys, like crazy, as a matter of fact. And raise your hand. How many people listening out there have actually felt that your life has encountered humongous changes? Just boom, 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 one right after the other. These huge changes are part of the immediate energy of reconciliation of 2015. And these things are enormous. We're being asked to change many things in our lives, from lifestyle changes to, it's funny, nutrition came up with one of our callers tonight. Nutrition is huge. You know why? Because the resonation in our cells are resonating. They are vibrating at such a level that we literally need to catch up to that. And if I'm putting crapola McCrap into my mouth and eating a crap sandwich for lunch and a crap sandwich for dinner, my cells are not going to know how to break that down, because there's pieces of our DNA that are being awakened and are resonating awake right now. And we need very nutritious food and clean food and non-GMO food. So watch your corns, people. To actually get our brain to fire properly, to heal the body properly, to keep us going the way we need to be going for the rest of 2015. Okay, we have a wonderful question actually in here before we take the break. Susan says, oh yes, oh heck yes, we're getting amens left and right on who's felt big changes real fast. The whole chat room is erupting with, oh yeah, amen, hell yes, me too. Susan's saying, I don't like these changes. I want different ones. Well, amen. And Sarah in the chat room just asked a fabulous question. Sarah, we're going to get right to that question when we come back. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back at it talking about how you can fit into this transfigurative time and get your life to get on board too without wanting to just lay your head on a railroad track and just end it all. I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress, sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjon's in downtown Billings. Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, mind, body, life. Actual clients tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
there's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on!
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Daniel Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
And now, back to Sight Unseen. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, back with you on this wonderful Wednesday on Sight Unseen. I'm going to go straight back to our chat room, which is completely hopping. Again, if you want to be part of our chat, that's mtradio.net/chat. People make friends in there. People answer each other's questions in there. It's awesome. We have Sarah asking a question. Okay, I'm going to bite the bullet. As you know, Danielle, moving here to Montana has been something in my life path that I was able to make happen. I love it here. I feel like I am in the right place. My question is, now that I am here, is there anything else I can be doing to further better my life? I sometimes feel like I need to be doing something but don't know what. Sarah, the answer is yes, darling. The answer is a big, fat, overwhelming, resounding yes. You know, you have had a majestic, beautiful time to be able to do something that most women aren't able to do, which is be with their children through majority of their life, okay? You have homeschooled. You have had a wonderful time getting these kids up and running, and that has been a blessing. And now you have learned so many different things in your journey with your children and with your husband. It's time for you to actually apply those with some grown-up children. You know, it's time to go out into the grown-up children world and be able to actually interface with people. Sarah, you like your sister, have huge healing capacities, okay? And working with the ground, working with the land. I mean, you working in community with others, these things are huge for you. And especially in anything that has to do, you're a huge empath. So anything that has to do with vibrations in the earth or vibrations with other people, that could be fitness, that could be health, that could be working with plants, that could be working with people, that could be working with kids and inspiring them. So look inside of yourself and decide where your healing capacity would love to be. And I'll tell you, don't worry about the money, darling. Money follows purpose. Prosperity follows purpose, okay? So make sure that you are following your purpose when you go out, if you will, to get a job or to execute your purpose in the world and whatever that is. You know, maybe I don't know that you'll be teaching kids because you've been teaching kids a lot lately. However, this looks like you bringing your purpose into the world and finding what you enjoy. And it does look like you might be doing a couple of different things. I also see the outdoors for you, you know, and this could be anything from Forest Service to, I mean, anything out in the outdoors where you're game warden, Forest Service, you name it, sister. This is you being outside. So there's a lot of opportunity for you to get out, meet new people. You're in a great physical shape. So I'm seeing you tromping up and down and wearing a lot of green, and that is indicative of Forest Service, Sarah. So, you know, there's many things you can do, darling. Just follow your heart and the money will follow you. Okay. This is the time not to worry about, well, I need to make $5. It's about, I need to do what I love doing and the prosperity will follow you. That's how it works. And people get that all backwards. They think they need to go do a job they hate because they have to pay the bills. Well, that's one way to do it for sure. And money is money, guys. It's just energy. It comes from all over the place. Yet if we lead with our passions, then the money will follow us. We tell ourselves that's not true. We tell and we worry that it's not true because we might not see the money in the first 10 minutes like we do if we go work for the man and there's our paycheck. Yet, Sarah, for you, that's why you're here. Again, this has to do with spiritual issues, the outdoors, connection, health, wellness, nature. These things are all coming up for you. So, sister, you go for it. And it's funny, in the chat room, we are getting, Susan is saying, drink more water. And yes, I agree, Susan, we should all drink more water. You know what? We do need to drink more water, you guys. And I'm going to tag on what Susan had to say really quickly here. Our cells are dumping toxins at an accelerated rate right now. And this is because our DNA is activating in ways that are kicking our chromosomes to do different things than they normally would do. So if you're finding that you're getting sick more often, they call them ascension symptoms. Well, that and the chemtrails have been really bad lately, but that's another show. So Sherry, I thought you might appreciate that one. But truly, we've got a lot going on. And so drinking more water does help flush out the system. Sherry is actually, here we go, in the chat room saying, hi, been spending a lot of time trying to help a loved one cross over, trying to support some of those that are struggling with what has become a very difficult situation. What advice do my angels have for me? They have been rock stars so far, but this is getting difficult. I hear you, Sherry. I tell you what, girl, everybody is needing to tie the suicide knot on the hand and hang on to that bull for 8 seconds. And for those outside of the Western culture, a suicide knot is when a bull rider literally ties his hand to the bull, and so he can't release the bull. And he's basically just got to hang on, and he's on there for the long haul here. Really quickly, Sarah just popped into the the chat room and said, thank you. I have always wanted to be a conservation officer. Guess I will be more serious about looking into that. Well, Sarah, that would explain why I was seeing you in an awful lot of green and you look pretty cute in the uniform. So go for it. You go for it. Some chicks can't really sport that uniform. You're going to rock that sucker. All right, Sherry, looking into your situation here. You know, this is going to seem like a patsy answer. Okay. Yet what I see in the struggle here is that this is the same kind of struggle that just goes on and on and on. This looks like a record that just keeps skipping here and skipping and skipping and skipping and going back to the beginning and skipping. And this is a group of people, not just one. I see a group here that is really wanting to learn a lesson the hard way. And that is through repetition and illusion. And the best you can do, Sherry, is to... sometimes not to decide is to decide, okay? Stepping out of it, stepping back from it. I see as you step back from it, it chases you, and you step back from it some more, and this situation chases you. You know, this is going to sound patsy and ridiculous, but this is literally what your angel who walks with your life path is saying. You execute great joy. You execute great joy. In other words, if everybody around you is having a pity party, freaking out, wigging out, you live your life with great joy. Get back into doing your art. Smile, laugh, have a bunch of people over that are joyful. Push that negative energy to the perimeters by filling your life with joy. And that can be easier said than done because as people, it's constantly drama. I see constant drama, Sherry. Good God. And I see a direct loved one that's attached to you having a really hard time separating from that. And that gets really hard for you. And, you know, this has been an unbelievably hard time for you. What's getting difficult, love, is that you can't solve this problem. That's what that they're telling me. Whatever this issue is, you can't solve this for these folks. And it's very awful that you can't, yet these people are not letting go of whatever pain they're carrying. And so it's not that your angels are suggesting you don't help them. They are suggesting just loving on them and bringing in joy. Fire hose this. I want to fire hose the whole room with joy. And whoever cringes and like a vampire with light hitting it, let them cringe. But literally allow yourself to feel the joy. That is going to raise the vibration and it's going to raise the resonation. And the folks who are really choosing the grind and this constant drama, they're going to just kind of go off and do their own thing and be in the drama. I don't think it's you that's engaging them. I think it's someone that's really close to you that's engaging them. with all this. So let it be, let it go, get back to doing more of your art and get back to doing more of your light work. And good for you for helping a loved one cross over. You know, people need to let go of people, Sherry. And when they don't, that they're not letting go of parts of themselves. And poor people that are trying to go get stuck with the expectations of the many. And so that's what they're saying. There's really nothing that you can do except let people go through their process and bring in love and bring in joy and bring in support. That's it. Come to town. We'll make sure that we all get together and, you know, give me a shout out and we'll lift your spirits, sister. So, good heavens. Stay the healer with the person that's trying to cross over. Stay the healer. That's very important. And there are people who will not have the same ideologies about crossing over that I'm seeing that you do. So just stay the healer and stay in love. Love always wins. I know that sounds, I told you this was going to sound trite, but that's what your life path angel is saying. So I hope that will help you. Stay the course, darling. Stay the course. Susan, do my angels have any messages they want to pass along? Yes, you are in the right place at the right time. You are out there in Virginia. You are the eradicator. You are going to help your friends, especially in this area of law enforcement and kind of stirring the pot. Girlfriend, that's what you are built to do. You are built to bring justice to unjust situations. It's not that you're not allowed to rest. It's not that you're not allowed to have a nice bourbon now and again. It's just that just kind of, it's what you're built to do. So you are in the right place at the right time. And to stand in the gap and help balance the injustice. Susan, you're part of the folks coming forward. Sherry, you are as well. Sarah, so are you. These are all these people that are coming forward right now to stand in the gap for healing in one way or the other. Honest to God, it is, you guys are here to be able to, this is not a sprint. Okay, this is a long marathon. Now, it doesn't mean, woe is me. It means, wow, I'm a decathlete and I never knew it. Sherry just popped into the chat room and said, I get it. Constant is an understatement. I know this in my heart. Sounds good. Thanks, my friend and my life path angel. You bet, darling. Well, thank you. And your life path angel is looking at me with that strange little blank expression they get where they sort of look at like, thanks is tertiary. I love angels. They're a hoot. Susan says it bites her in the butt a lot. And we're talking about her being the person who stands in the gap for change. Susan, it's not going to bite you in the butt anymore. It's not. You are where you need to be. You're where you need to be to drop that shovel and put, you know, go full forward and scoop out the crap and make a clean path. You're where you need to be. And this is a big deal for you. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So guys, when you are feeling like, oh my God, here I am in this life and I feel so burdened and nothing I do is changing. And I'm seeing, as our caller Brian earlier brought up, this young man, Hugh, who all of a sudden was the epitome of health and now he's so sick. Guys, we got to remember mind, body, spirit are at play here. Mind, body, spirit are inseparable in the transition from the old modality to the new guard. And some of us, I'm Gen X, I'm 46 years old. Some of us in the chat room are older than me. Some of us are younger than me, especially for those who are Gen X and above. Okay, Gen X and baby boomers. Our wonderful virtual 20-somethings, Gen Ys, you guys, the millennials, you guys are all about the virtual and the possibility. Gen X and above, we are well, Gen X is the crossfade generation from the brick and mortar generation into the virtual. And we kind of created the virtual, but we came from the brick and mortar. And so there's still a lot of heavy lifting to be done. And every generation has an opportunity to come forward. What I'm seeing with a lot of our millennials is that the millennials are the ones that will quit a law enforcement agency if it's corrupt. That's what I'm watching. The individual I spoke to today, in fact, was a very young person. And the good old boy system kicked in and the law enforcement agency wanted to do some corrupt stuff. And that individual left. They said, bye, I quit. So our millennials and our Gen Ys didn't come from that weird same good old boy brick and mortar, whatever. They came into the peace, love, and harmony and Facebook and Twitter and woo, let's just all share resources and share everything. And so they have a different mentality. And that's why these angels are saying, you guys, it's not a sprint right now. It is a marathon. Sherry in the chat room says, marathon, I need new shoes. Much love. Much love to you too, Sherry. Guys, you know what our new shoes are? Our new shoes are a change in our outlook. A change in our outlook. We just need to change our attitude a little bit. Excuse me. God, I'm choking on this nasty juice. Good Lord, this stuff is nasty. I finally drank it all, though, because I wasn't spending $5 on juice and leaving it empty. I'm sorry. This stuff was nasty. As you go into this transition, remember that mind. It's important in your mind to calm the mind. It's important that you are able to rest your mind. I just sent a mailer out about this today. It went out today, and it's important that we are able to calm our mind and to not project it into the future with worries that don't exist and make up all this crap that's not there. Today's word is crap, apparently. It's important that we focus on the now. Keep the mind in the now. It's this very important body. Keep your body hydrated. Keep your body into clean foods. Stay away from cornstarch, or not cornstarch, good heavens, corn syrups, guys. That the high fructose corn syrup is nasty, and it's in everything, and it is so bad for you, and it impedes the cellular structure, and it makes it harder for your body to regenerate itself, and it's really hard to find food that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, but please check it out. It's interesting that our bodies are having such allergic reactions to so many of these processed foods as our DNA resonates and as we transform the body. So make sure you're moving the body. You're hydrating the body. You're feeding the body good, clean food. excuse me. And the other one is spirit. We have to feed our spirit, you guys. Whether that's going walking on the beach and talking to universe, or that's playing music, or that's going to church, or that's holding a baby, or that's volunteering at a food bank, whatever it is, we have to feed the spirit. We feed the spirit by doing something either for someone else that has nothing to do with us, or by focusing on spirit rather than the self. So however you do it, you got to feed the spirit as well. And I find service to others is a great way to feed the spirit. Mind, body, spirit, that's what keeps us in resonance. That's what's going to keep us able to keep going, you guys, as all of this magnificent transcendence is happening. In the chat room, Curiosity is saying, today and lately, I have been trying to figure out if I should learn massage therapy. I have taken Reiki, and I soon will be attuned at level 2. Well, congratulations. I keep seeing signs that seem to point to massage therapy, but I'm just not sure of myself as I've made bad decisions in my life. Well, hun, welcome to being human. So have we all. You know, I'm giving you a hand for being part of the human race because I know I've made some real humdinger decisions in my lifetime. I think I'd be happy serving others, but I'm not a spring chicken, so I'm nervous about starting something new. Any angels in my corner with info today? Thanks much. And then Curiosity goes on to say, you also mentioned seeing my hands in a previous question I posed to you about work a few weeks ago. Here's the thing, Curiosity, okay? I believe strongly, according to the angel who walks with your life path, that the reason that you are hemming and hawing about the actual massage itself is the stamina, okay? This angel says you worry about the stamina for it. You may not be a spring chicken, but you are whooping up a batch energetically. All right. You can do a hybrid version of healing where you are using touch and moving Reiki, which is energy, but you also are using touch. And I'm seeing you kind of make a mix up of your own invention here. If you did want to learn massage therapy, just so you know, you would be very good at it. And even if what you want to do is learn that massage therapy to be able to know where the elements of the body are, because they're showing me that you are equal parts esoteric and flowy, and you also are very technical in ways. And there are certain mechanical, I should say, not necessarily like you're going to fix a Ford truck, but there are ways that if you're able, according to your life path angel, if you're able to break down why certain things work a certain way, it does help you in removing negative energy from that area. So even if you don't decide to become a full-blown massage therapist, I do see you working with people with your hands, and I do see you actually touching them. So I think you might be doing a little hybrid here where you might not be throwing the small of your back out trying to give, you know, a 600-pound human being a massage, although you do move a tremendous amount of energy. Also know this, as you touch people and you free the things in their bodies that are causing them to hitch up, curiosity, I'm being shown that you're also going to receive pictures and images and smells and all kinds of things that are going to bring this into focus for you. So just, you know, go for it. This is the time to do, you guys. This is the doing time, not the not doing time. This is the absolute do it time. And it's unbelievably good for you to do it. And it's interesting, curiosity, because again, your question today and lately, I've been trying to figure out if I should learn massage therapy. Yes, you know, I see no harm in doing that. And if it's calling you, learn it, because you're going to need it for something. It's something that's going to be part of your arsenal of healing. And that's very, very important to you. So go ahead and go for it. I don't see anything that's going to be a problem there for you. I think it will probably make you more tired not following your life path, quite frankly. So get out there and do it. Throw down. And listen, you're saying you're not a spring chicken, but you're not nearly as old as you think you are. Okay. So we oftentimes, when we go to do something new, we think about, oh my God, you know, it's intimidating because it's something new. How am I going to go about this? And what am I doing with it? What you're doing is you're just going to kick it open and you're going to open up a can of whoop arse on all of that energy, and you're going to make your own modality, and you're going to heal people, and you will be so happy. You will be so happy with this new modality. So just follow it. You know, and there is this very interesting, I want to say it's almost a looking down the nose at massage from energy workers. And I don't really understand why. And I'm not suggesting, curiosity, that you are. I'm simply saying this is just, you know, I think maybe it's because I'm not saying you are looking down your nose at it, curiosity. I just want you to know that in the metaphysical communities, a lot of times there's this big delineation that I'm not a massage therapist. I'm an energy worker. What the heck do you think a massage therapist is? Just need to say that, because a massage therapist is an energy worker in its most intimate format. You are pushing energy through pieces of musculature. So if you are feeling called to massage, it's not that you're not being called to Reiki or healing. You are a healer. So anybody who's in massage hearing that, guess what? Welcome to the spiritual healing field. That's what you're in. Just so you know. Just so you know. Guys, we're coming short on our time. I want you to stick around for Channeling Divine with my dear friend, Marcia Reichert, who is my partner in crime. We have a lot of fun here in Billings, Montana, in the spiritual community. She's coming up in Channeling Divine, and she will also take your questions and comments, just like I'm doing today, in the chat room and live calls. She does a lot of past life healing and past life trauma and soul reuniting with your purpose. So stick around for Marcia. We got a few minutes here in Sight Unseen. I would love to get another caller before we're totally done here. Come on, you guys. You can do it. Come on. People like to hear calls because then they can hear your tone of voice, too. You know, it's not that there's anything wrong with the chat room. I am loving you guys in the chat room. Simply saying, you can call me at 406-545-4496, option one. That's 406-545-4496, option one. And maybe we can get to the bottom of some issues that are just bugging you. And you guys, there is no question that's too silly or too stupid. I will have people say that to me all the time. They're like, I'm just kind of, I'm worried about, you know, this is a stupid question. I don't want to ask it on the radio. Do you know how many people I will talk to later in that week and said, you know that one caller that called and they said they felt silly about calling? Oh my God, that was the question I wanted to call in with. I'm so glad they called. So there really is no such thing as a dumb question, you guys. Or you can do like Brian from Michigan and call in for somebody else. You know, if somebody else you know is having a hard time with something, feel free to call in for them too, because that's, it's hard. Not everybody's an extrovert. I get that. Curiosity is saying she's throwing down, sister, about massage and healing. You do it. You go for it. The world needs your gifts. If you are hearing my voice, it is to hear this. The world needs your gifts. Wake and step into your role, because the world needs you right now. This is not a time to lay down and hope somebody else handles it for us. This is a time for all of us to step forward. You know, it's, I love it. We got people chatting in the chat room with one another about all kinds of life path issues. That's so cool. Guys, remember, if you are being pulled into something or away from something, say you've been a banker for 40 years and all of a sudden you really want to open a greenhouse and you don't know why, but you are so compelled to open a greenhouse, you can't stand it. guess what? You are being redirected. We overthink our direction all the time. It's a human need to enact this, I'm going to call it this illusion of control around our life, okay? If you are being pulled somewhere, step into that role and be who you are being asked to be. Even if you don't understand why. That's called faith, y'all. That's called faith. I don't really know why my spiritual practice was getting moved back to Billings, Montana a year and some ago. Well, I kind of did. But, you know, I knew that if I just did this, everything else would open. And it did. And I'm not immune to bad days. I'm not immune to fears. I'm not immune to freakouts. I have my days. My wife has to listen to me go on and on and on about stuff. And she's like, oh my God, good heavens. You know, everybody has issues that we are overcoming at breakneck pace right now and throwing those issues in the toilet and stepping into our higher designs. If you are being called to take pictures of UFOs and post them on your Facebook page, even though that may weird people out, do it. I just posted a video about a UFO that I saw in my front yard the other day, and I thought, well, that's okay. People are going to think it's a plane or a weather balloon or a drone. That's my favorite one. Oh, that's a drone. Is it? Is it a drone? Okay. And there are drones, but there's also UFOs, you guys, and they are not the same thing. Obviously, a drone is not an unidentified flying object. It's a drone, so that wouldn't be in the UFO category. But just go where you're being asked to go. Do what you are being called to do. You know, I love that Susan in the chat room is talking here, saying she's also a level 2 Reiki person and can take away pain, and her cats love getting it. Well, Susan, there's also a fantastic opportunity. Boy, you take away pain not only in the human body, Susan, but also in the causes that you affect. I love that. You are multi-timbral, and that's very, very exciting. So, guys, as you go forward into this week, again, just a reminder that you can find me actually tomorrow night if you're here in Billings, Montana. Obviously, I like to give spiritual messages, and I do some translating of that in a very outside-the-box way at Unity Church here in Billings. It ain't your grandma's church. So if you're around and you want to catch some church, that's tomorrow night, Thursday at 7 p.m. It's at church. Just remember, it means circle. It means body, you guys. It doesn't mean the Lord's going to beat you on the head with the Bible. It means body, and it's part of nurturing the spirit. Obviously, I'm a very outside-the-box person for that application. So again, 7 o'clock at Unity. And actually, if you guys want to stream those services, you can't stream them live, but they do record them. And you can hear those recordings at, I think it's unitychurchbillings.org, if I'm not mistaken. And they're just good spiritual messages, Sundays, Thursdays, whatever. You can also catch my friend Marcia Reichert on Thursdays, who brings vocal tonal healing to the congregation. So, you know, check in, man. Because spirituality is not owned by anybody. It is the innate right of all living humans, and all roads to God are good. So, also, guys, if you're around here in this weekend, catch me at Barjan's. I'm going to be doing that form about setting boundaries, which is super important. So as you go into this week, gang, make sure that you are doing what you do. Love on the people around you. Go into your own calling and stick around for Channeling Divine. Marcia Reichert will be right up. Thanks for listening.